Breaking news. Breaking news.
Blattville, breaking news alert.
Now the news with Poodle Cronkite.
Here with WFAG.
It's KFAG. Well, a television is more W, so I think it would be WFAG.
WFAG.
Yeah.
Here to give you your welcome to Blattville breaking news.
That's good, bitch.
It's been reported out of Instagram and several other news outlets that Ethan and Olivia are no longer wed, husband and wife. They are donezo.
Dunzo, America.
Turns
Dunzo.
Lydia Grace, about 6 months ago, said that they were getting a divorce, and she was right, even though Olivia at the time
she
said
leaked that, didn't she?
Yeah. Lydia Grace. Lydia Grace is probably not the best PR person. Lydia Grace.
I don't know if she wants. What if she's just, this whole thing is about her just gaslighting her sister or undermining her sister to just because she doesn't want Olivia to be happy.
I don't think this is healthy behavior.
I don't.
Yeah.
But y'all, they're right. Olivia and Ethan both posted. It is confirmed they are no longer together. They're ending
their marriage. They said
separated.
Yeah.
So they're not divorce yet.
With respect to Tammy Wynette.
Yes.
Or mad that, respect.
Or my dad's favorite song when he was getting that he loved that song. I'm going through the big D. I don't mean Dallas. She got the palace.
Going to the big D. I don't mean Dallas.
Yeah, I was like, that song is good. Your mother getting fucking everything too. And I wanted to say, well, you got another wife.
I don't know if you should tell your children that your mother's getting everything.
No. And she didn't. She didn't take any of the business that she did. Whatever. You know what? He is gone. And there we go. So he's still here. He's still with me in the good ways. There we go.
Just inside your Alexa, trapped like a genie.
Although he's been real quiet. Oh, y'all, we have other big news. Sad.
We do?
Just as sad. I have moved back to Los Angeles. I do not live in Santa Barbara anymore.
Correction. You were never living in Santa Barbara.
I owned a yacht for a day there in the yacht club.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
I maybe stepped on one. So anyway, I am back. Spencer is doing well. He is back in his other. My friend Rachel is back because no one really cares about me having him. Everyone's just concerned about Spencer. He's doing great.
I think it was a mistake. I think it was a full mistake to have him on the pod because I knew we have so many crazy cat sissies. I knew that Spencer would become a fixture and his fame would eclipse ours.
I read the comments to him and I'm like, and I read the comments and I say, Spencer, what do you think of that? And on cue, he goes, meow. I mean, he just talks
in his creaky cat voice.
Yeah. The other cat, Prius, is very happy to be back. He's even like running up to me and letting me pet him back in the house. He's
boy,
very happy.
Prius never got it. Prius is Eve Harrington.
It's true. Well, and Prius doesn't do well in Santa Barbara. Last time, you know, my friend Rachel called him Prius because they found him in a Prius and he was in her Prius for like 3 days driving around.
And groundbreaking.
When she went to Santa Barbara, the cat got out. And guess what the cat did? Went and hid in someone's Prius in the neighborhood.
Stop.
She had to call the Santa Barbara Fire Department to come get the cat out. They had to take a tire off the car and you just see Prius sitting there in that Prius.
Can we just start the show? I get to a point of mental confusion because I want to ask. Y'all, you can probably hear it. There's a point where I have so many follow-up questions to ask because I need to understand.
You need to understand.
I'm a very curious person. I need to understand how life works, but I know that it will only take me down another dark alley where there will still be no answers.
No answers.
There are never any answers.
It's going to get worse because tonight I've got to go to Oklahoma for the week to help decorate my mother's new house that she bought. So I'm going to have lots of probably Oklahoma stories, especially with the Unirol tire plant closing. It's a big deal.
I'm not laughing about it, but someone on Patreon said we should get a kids' youth group to help save the tire plant. And I'm still
like an
laughing
80s
about
movie. That made me laugh.
Yes,
quite heartily.
I'm still like a the community center. Like
y'all, if you're not on Supercast, says post too, but if you're not on our Patreon, the post in there. Well, you all are because you're all on.
We have
you're
fun not in there.
If you're not posting and not reading the comments, they're pretty. Pretty lit. All right. I don't think we've just let y'all know that Selling Sunset is coming out for all of y'all this week, and all of you will get it because it's a $5 tier show. Yeah. Selling Sunset season 7, and it's good.
It'll be out the day after the show drops. Mm-hmm. So ours drop. The show drops midnight on November 3rd. Ours drop midnight November 4th. So you've got a whole day to binge. And I will say this episode goes down. This season goes down so far. This season goes down like candy. It's delightful.
Yes.
Some great quotes already.
Yes, this is true. So, okay. Welcome to Platteville. Season
Welcome
5
to Platteville.
So I foul did not- and fair a day I have not seen.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you did that one.
I actually knew this one. I think this is from, as you say, the Scottish play, isn't it?
Boy, someone, yes, it is.
Because it's when, because he won battles and then witches, I think, or something. It's when he comes back or something like that. I don't remember. That's as all as I remembered.
So foul and fair.
So foul and fair a day I have not seen. Well, that kind of sounded like...
That is Scottish play.
Sounded like Bilbo Baggins. So foul and fair a day I have not seen in Hobbitville.
It does sound very much like a Dildo Swaggins way to start it.
Yes, he comes home. Jared, how is your day?
So foul and fair, mother, a day I have not seen.
Ah, Jared.
Jared, put your shin guards on. It's time for soccer practice.
Mom, I'm trying to be an adult.
All right. So yes, it's interesting to have to talk about this episode when
we know. I think we're going to have one more or two more left. I guess
I'm not sure. They've been tending to do anywhere between 12 to 13 episodes with these seasons.
I feel like it's 13.
Yeah. This season has been the season where I went, are we getting another season after this?
I don't know. We did get 13 last season. It does. Okay. Where can we go? Because if Olivia's not in the show, then...
I don't think you have a show without Olivia.
Olivia's not in the show, and now Moriah and Micah as well. Everyone's
they're back in the cult.
Ethan's going to come back to the fold too, y'all, 100%. So now we're just watching Georgia cult.
Yeah, I don't
want to watch that.
I don't know if that's a show I'm interested in anymore.
We've got one hope.
Who?
One hope for someone.
CJ?
No, not CJ. One hope for someone to fuck this up.
Amber.
Yeah. It's up to Amber.
The great
Amber.
Lesbian hope.
Help us, Amber. You are our only hope.
I mean, because then. At least buy. Please do that for us.
The only thing I think they could do if next season was. They did it like Family Chantel. It is just them chronicling their divorce.
Ugh, yuck.
I know.
Anyway, y'all, let's... in a way, do you think it was weird, the timing of this?
Why would you announce it now? Why wouldn't you just wait for the season to end?
Yeah. I wonder if something forced their hand where they might be doing some kind of, I don't know, maybe someone's got a magazine interview.
Maybe.
Tinfoil Hattie.
Oh, no.
Says that it could be possible that maybe someone else in the family was going to start talking to do a big interview.
Maybe.
And they wanted to get out in front of it.
Maybe.
Maybe. We'll see.
I'm going to say this. There's a lot of things I have yet to do in life that I still want to do. Ice fishing is not one of them. Didn't look good in Grumpy Old Men, and it doesn't look good in this either, even though it's all fancy.
There, it does seem, so you catch the fish from the, this feels very claustrophobic to me. It's catch and release, obviously. And this is, y'all, Olivia doesn't need to go ice fishing because she's looking at the fish and going, oh, you're so beautiful.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think that's for her.
Don't know if she's a fisherman. It's interesting. Ethan says things like, there are some big disturbances in the deep waters of our relationship. Mm-hmm. And Olivia, she's like, sometimes I need a reality check not to just constantly work on my marriage. And I'm going to leave that at home and have fun. And it's interesting that as much fun as they have and as many conversations as they have about their relationship, which I imagine with knowing Olivia are many, mm-hmm. we never really get anywhere. And that's probably because of Ethan.
I agree.
He can come so far, but I don't think he would ever get to where she wanted him to be.
He's so stunted in his emotional growth. He's at least without maybe it. Let's say if she is in high school and but they both started in first grade. I feel like if she's in high school, he maybe is like at fourth grade now, and he's probably only mm-hmm. going to get to sixth grade unless something huge happens for him just to have a crisis of conscience. But I don't mean this to sound dismissive. That's really hard for a straight white man to have a crisis of conscience because they don't have to have that a lot.
Right. I think
South.
He would. Let's be specific. I think it's more everywhere because straight white men aren't challenged.
Yeah.
You're not challenged emotionally. Mm-hmm. And honestly, if you're not challenged emotionally, you will not grow.
People change when they have to, not when they should.
You will not expect your husband or your boyfriend, if you expect them to change, they won't.
They
won't. You have to have the conversations with them. And honestly, though, I think it's, and this is a very specific situation, because this is like, y'all, this is like the kind of layers of religion and patriarchy and weird kind of cult-like following. Mm-hmm. So this takes deprogramming. This is the kind of thing where you need like by professionals.
Yes. And they're having this conversation, and we'll just kind of talk about them. They're having this conversation where he needs to go down and get another car. And Olivia says, well, maybe we can go see some of the younger kids. And of course, Ethan does what Ethan does. He's Ethaning, where he doesn't say how he really feels. And even though he thinks he needs to go down there by himself and he doesn't want, and I understand that's the deal sometimes with Ethan. It's not that he doesn't have a relevant point, but because he doesn't want to rock the boat or say anything, or he's too,
right.
He doesn't say anything. And then later on,
he's worried it'll be confrontational.
He's worried it's going to be confrontational and that. And later on, I guess we can kind of talk. I kind of did this like Ethan, Olivia, then Ethan and Micah, and then Ethan, Olivia. Is that how you did it? Kind of in talking about them?
I think so. Yeah, I did.
Okay. Because then he calls Micah later, and they haven't talked in months. And it kind of shows the emotional immaturity of Ethan, because you can tell when Micah calls him, he's like, hello? Hey.
Yeah.
Like, because Ethan has just ghosted him. It's interesting. We're going to bring this up later when she, but Mariah and Ethan are actually a lot alike. Into emotional things. Anyway.
So, question. This is when things went weird for me. Olivia has just said, do you wonder if honest conversations with Micah and Mariah are ever going to happen? You know, because you're married to me. And then I guess this is 3 months later?
Yes.
3 months later.
It's still snowing in Minnesota.
They're going to get another, probably a snow. It's going to be April. Fuck those April snows. This is the worst thing in the world. So he calls Micah. Long time no see. And they're talking about being in LA. Micah doesn't want to be in LA too much longer. Ethan's like, hey, I was going to go down to Georgia. Going to go down to Georgia. I was going to pick up a car with the devil.
Uh-huh.
And you could hop on a plane and you could drive up to Minnesota with us. And he says, I know the rest of the family. He knows the rest of the family does not want to engage with Olivia. And Micah basically says, I thought you were mad at me. And he's like, no, I miss you, but I want to hang out. And Micah even says, I didn't think he wanted to talk to me. No one took temperatures where anyone was.
No.
And then he says, Olivia wanted to come, but it'll be easier if it's just me. And Micah even says, I'm down to say hi and see how she's been. But I'm not looking to repair the relationship with her because there's too much damage done. This is interesting. So the Plath kids all seem to deal with emotions that are inconvenient for them by cutting out the negligible part, and because they're not blood, we can do that with Olivia.
Yeah, family is always more important than they would treat Olivia maybe a little differently once she has Ethan's child.
Yeah,
until then, she's expendable.
I agree with you. Even after that, even Ethan says, I don't think this is a good tactic to say I only want to repair things with my blood family. I don't think that's good.
No.
But y'all, in the next scene, Olivia is back and she's not wearing makeup.
When Olivia's not wearing makeup, she's fresh face. She's got beautiful skin. It's not good. We know historically that is not good.
Something has happened, y'all. Something happened in St. Lucia. I don't know. It's like,
well, he lied. That's what happened. He lied. You don't want to hurt me. Good song.
What song is that?
Reba.
So that's Reba.
You lie on your time. Good one.
So,
because she has like four diphthongs. I almost said diphthongs.
Diphthongs.
What is a diphthong, Poodle?
That's when you have two dicks in your mouth.
Uh-huh.
And they make different sounds when you put them, depending on which one you blow on.
That's disgusting. Wow. We should continue.
So she's pissed because Ethan's told her about, she's like, and he's made a plan to do what we talked about doing, and now he's doing it with Micah. And she's like, so where are you going to drop Micah off? I don't want him here in my house.
Yeah, they even talked on the phone, and he even said on the phone, she, like, he lied to her face about it over the phone. Anyway, so she's like, where are you going to drop him? And he said, well, I wanted to come here. And I say, good for Olivia, because Olivia says, well, I don't want him here. And Ethan's like, what? He's like, and she says, this whole time with your family, our home has been open to your family, and I just need a break. I don't want to brush my teeth and walk out and see someone eating cereal on the couch who doesn't want to talk to me. And she,
Who burned me.
Yeah, I wrote, good for her. And of course, Ethan goes, he's not a damn terrorist.
Ugh. The thing about it is, Micah has literally said, I don't want to repair this relationship. And
it goes back to, I wonder if Olivia feels this way, because I feel this way, that Ethan never really believed her, or never really thought her, not believed her, never really thought Olivia's side had any credibility. It makes it makes you feel like Ethan doubted her the whole time and just was placating her to keep the peace. And eventually he thought it would all work out. But now it's coming out. He's sick of placating her, and he's never really agreed with her the whole time. That's the way I feel.
He's tired of sitting out the argument. Yeah, and he's basically going, let's just capitulate, because it's my family. And my family always wins because they stick together.
And they pay for everything for everyone else.
Yeah. And so she basically says, and then Ethan, she says, I need to be in a safe space. And Ethan even says, that makes sense, so sense to me. It's so stupid.
That's so dismissive.
Oh,
he resents her so much. So much.
And then she says, then Olivia says, and this is the saddest thing, you know, he's going to go and he's not going to call me. And if he does, it's going to be a 15-second conversation that just checks a box. And y'all, she's right. We know that. So I think this is definitely the best thing for both of them to not be together.
We've said that forever.
Yeah. And it's, I hopefully they take some lessons out of this. I'm sure Olivia has lessons that she knows what she doesn't want.
Olivia is going to live her life. I want her to be single and do whatever the fuck she wants. I don't even want her to think about getting with anyone until she's 30.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
Ethan is going to, I think, immediately go
find
back
someone
and find it. Because the reason why, what's changed, and y'all are asking, like, well, why is this happening now? It's changed because, y'all, Olivia was moving around to try to grow. Ethan was running away from the problem. Mm-hmm. That's all. So they moved here, they moved there. Now they're in Minnesota. And guess what? In Ethan's mind, well, we're married. We've moved to a place we're happier. Now we have kids, because that's what happens. Because what else is there to do? I think he's putting so much pressure on her to have kids. And Olivia doesn't see life that way at all.
And correct me if I'm wrong. Olivia's 23 years old.
Mm-hmm.
They're still so young. She hasn't gone to college yet.
She's going to go to
she
college.
Desperately wants to go to college.
Oh, gosh, I wish she would go to like Sarah Lawrence or something like that. That'd be so good for her.
Just with a bunch of girls.
Yes.
Yeah. I think they're co-ed now. They're co-ed now.
It's just gay guys. That's perfect. That's perfect. All right. Who else do we need to talk about? You want to talk about, I guess we can talk about, y'all, let's talk
Mother
about
Mother Plath and Lydia having a kombucha.
Boy,
it's
Mama
so
Plath never disappoints.
isn't it amazing how when I'm watching, I used to have such a kind of feeling of expectation when I would watch both Moriah and Lydia have a conversation, because they were kind of, you saw them still testing their boundaries and exploring their world. Even Lydia, now it feels like these two people are so set in their ways. I'm almost a Mama Plath stan in this conversation. That's how bad it was.
I was, until Mama Plath said, you know, I appreciate their concerns and it's valid, but I'm not going to change who I date any more than she would do that for me.
And I went, that was,
wow,
That was one of the bitchiest things I've ever heard.
Because it is if she's in competition with her daughters. But I agree.
100%. Yeah.
I will say this. So, yeah, she sits down, y'all. She tells them they're dating someone. And
well, I want to just say before that, y'all, Mama Plath is buttering that victimhood bread.
Oh, yeah.
And she's just saying, Mariah and Lydia are just more distant now. And that's hard. And I need to tell them I'm dating someone now. And I'm scared. And then anyway, so she says, so I'm dating someone like she's like we're at the soda shop and they're her 16-year-old friends. And y'all, yeah, the faces they give, it's so interesting how the Plath, there's a cold, an emotional coldness that the Plaths can turn on that is absolutely chilling.
It's chilling.
And both of these, both these women, both of Ethan, both Lydia and Mariah immediately freeze their mother out.
Yeah, it's, you feel for Cam, and it's something it's also, that
she, just to clarify, this is something she taught them.
I was going to say,
that's the crazy
thing. You want to feel for her, but Kim learned, they learned it from watching their mother.
I learned it by watching you.
Yeah. So they're making it, I will say, so the stuff they say at first, I agree with. Lydia's like, it just went, you went from not ready to now you're dating someone. And Mariah's like, this mm-hmm. all feels so soon, very soon. It feels like this is a lot. And I went, that's all valid. And you telling yeah. your mom that is all valid. But when you say, you know, I just can't support this. And I went, ugh. But it's none of your business who your mom dates.
And it's she's not asking for your support.
It's a little bit more the business of the kids that still live with the mom, potentially. Mm-hmm. But these, you're grown women. All you say is, you can say, wow, this feels soon. I just want to make sure you're, it wasn't from this place of, if my mother did that or parent, I would, actually, I probably would, I didn't say anything because it was, even though I was in college, I was their age. I was like, that's not my place. My mom yeah. has to live her life. We're both adults now. But even if I did have a concern, well, when my mother did have to leave the second guy, she did it because he was verbally abusive and I had to be the one to take care of that and get her out like most children do.
of course, like most course, adult
yeah.
children.
Yeah. But all of that came from I would say to my mom, Mom, I just want to, I worry for you. I want to make sure you're doing the right thing for yourself emotionally. This seems a little soon. I don't want you to set up to either for failure or to be in a bad relationship. There mm-hmm. is none of that concern from the girls. It is all about no. them and that their mother has wronged their father.
And this idea of when they say, this is a backhanded slap of, and this is, they say this just to hurt her. And mm-hmm. she said, I don't support that, but I support you. I don't support you dating. And anyway, and Lydia says, and this is the meanest thing. I just don't know how you step out of 24 years of marriage in a few months. I agree. It's not your job to say it.
Yeah.
You know nothing about relationships, honey.
Honey, you've been dating that imaginary gay boyfriend
George
from Canada.
Glass.
Yeah. In your prayer closet.
And then there's this quote, Mama Plath, she has this sense of nostalgia about what their life could have been. And it just amazes me. She's like, it's just a lot of the conversations we never had, maybe we should have had. And I was like, you're just getting this? And y'all, that's when she also says, I appreciate their opinions, but I'm not going to change who I date. And remember, y'all.
The smile, the smile she has when she says any more than she would do for me, and that shit-eating grin.
And remember, y'all, they squashed Lydia's potential relationship.
Yes.
Potential. This is,
but also too, if we're going tit for tat, which is what Mama Plath is doing, and kind of these women are doing, They completely supported her relationship with Max. When they knew Mariah, they completely were like, whatever you need to do. And that is their job. Their parents, or they are not their job, but I mean, they are parents, so they are the ones that have more responsibility in the relationship.
But they had control over that relationship. They had kind of vetted Max.
That's true. But still, the fact that they supported that and knew they were having sex probably. That was a big deal for them.
I knew that, but that's a good question.
But the fact that Mariah now is just like, I can't support this. And I just went, oh man, Mariah, I really liked you, but I just think
I've soured.
We both have this self-involvement piece that I just can't get past.
I've soured on this whole family. It's, yeah.
Because even when, I think that's it. If you want to talk about, we can finish up with Micah. But if we talk about when Mariah was with Isaac and.
Yeah. Nice truck.
Sure. I do love having sex with the man in the back of an extended cab.
I have never done that because it seems very uncomfortable to me.
Oh, no. The seat's just like, well, actually it's really good in the front with the, if they've got that bucket. Oh, I mean.
No, I thought you meant the back of the truck.
Oh.
Like the bed of the truck.
No, extended cab is when they have like more room. If they have an extended trip, that's where they have a back, like a four seat, because then they can lean the seat back. No, that is rookie to go in the back of the truck where you don't have the air conditioner on with the metal, unless they've got a mattress there.
I don't have a lot of experience with it with extended cabs.
I don't think you fucked enough men in trucks.
I don't think I did.
Sissies are going to come for you on this because I know I've got some sissies that have been dicked down in a truck. And I'm telling you, you're missing out.
I think just for clarity, you're talking about the back of an extended cab.
Yeah,
where there's seats in the back.
Oh, no, when there's an extended cab where there's seats in the back, then they can take the bucket seat in the front and it leans back more and it has more room to go back. So you're in the front of the truck, but there's all this room and you can grab onto the steering wheel just in the right way. I'm telling you, fuck me in a Ford, dick me down in a Dodge.
come inside me in a Camaro. No,
you fuck
choke
that
me
up.
Out in a Chevy.
There you go. Suck me in a Silverado, and then let's see, Toyota. What would be Toyota in a Tundra? Something. What would something in a Tundra? We got to finish it out.
Take me to Dick Town in a Toyota
in a Tundra.
I'm through having vehicular sex. I just don't do it anymore.
Okay.
No. That's fair. Sorry.
Well, so they're talking in this truck, and Mariah says, I get what Mariah's saying. I think my whole life I've been treated unfairly. I get that. So she, though, but the sanctum where she sends Ethan that text saying, hey, I just wanted to, mend everything and
I love you and I forgive you.
I don't blame Ethan for texting her back and saying,
me either.
I'm confused.
For what?
What do you forgive me for? And we find out that he asked that question and Mariah blocked him again.
This is just not how you communicate.
The sad thing is, except for Ethan, remember, but either Ethan didn't go or didn't want to go. None of these children have had therapy, and they all need it desperately. But they're not, because you don't do that. You just go back to God and give it up to God.
Last little bit here with Micah and his friend Hayden and Capiche.
Hayden, the voice of reason in this show.
I completely forgot about these two. We haven't seen them this season.
No.
Or I think we may have seen Hayden earlier, and y'all, he's making Mama Plath's delicacy of chicken paprika, which I think is kind of like probably comes from some type of goulash, but it's something that Mama Plath found in the Better Homes and Gardens book, Suck a Dick on Jesus book. He's like, this is a recipe we had on holidays. And Hayden went to Brazil. To see, I assume that's his girlfriend, Amanda's family.
Mm-hmm.
And he fills in these friends about that his mother is dating someone, and that's uncomfortable for him. Mm-hmm. And the Capiche basically says, he's a vegetarian. And then this is like, you know what this is? This is one of those Plath moments that they're always trying to recreate, where the Plaths don't know something that everyone does.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is a vegetarian? What's a vegan? Mm-hmm. I don't think these work anymore because, y'all, Micah knows. He's been in Los Angeles long enough.
He knows what a vegan is. It'll take you 6 months to learn what a vegan is, if that.
No, 1 month, because you've fucked a girl long enough. He's fucked at least five vegans.
100%. He has fucked a vegan, a pescatarian, a vegetarian. He's fucked them all.
That's the thing. That's when I went.
And a carnivore.
Proud carnivore here.
We need to make t-shirts that say carnivore.
Carnivore. That's good.
One day when we redo merch, I'm gonna
Capiche does arrive, and he is a vegetarian. He's like, "Do you like it spicy?" And he just goes, "I'm Indian, bitch.
Bitch, are you new?
I guarantee you, Micah's face would burn up if he had extra spicy from an Indian restaurant. So he's still on the fence about moving back to LA. But Hayden says, "You can't be a model and go back to the farm."
Even Hayden, the voice, he's right. I think he's going to end up going to Miami or Orlando, which a lot of models live in Miami. So it's a big city for that.
Actually. Then at the
end. He's closer. And honestly, too, I feel like there's probably more modeling in New York. He would be on the East Coast, probably.
I think for his type, though.
I think he's more editorial, like fashion model, like his face.
Yeah. Yeah. So. At the very end, I don't know if you saw this, but my TV went a little fuzzy. I was flying, so I'm going to call it plain internet.
Oh, God.
They say, let's do some wholesome male bonding. Mm-hmm. What do they call that? Netflix and chill? No, Netflix and popcorn. And then Capiche says, how about Netflix and dick?
Mm-hmm.
He drops his pants, and they both begin to service him wildly.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And like the chicken paprikash is just everywhere with its yellow milky solids painting Capiche's body.
Capiche isn't a vegetarian.
Now they're both carnivores. So they use the leftover rice to sop up the chicken paprika on Capiche's body, and they both
jizz.
Are satisfied, and they say, hey, y'all want to watch that show Love is Blind? And that's how the wholesome male bonding ends.
Ironically, now I want Indian food.
Oh, me too.
That sounds good.
That's not true. I've had so much fucking rich Cajun food and Creole food. Oh, my God.
That's the show, everybody. Poodle's got to go take a dump.
That's literally, yeah, that's basically what I need to do.
All right, everybody. It'll be interesting to see. I think it's going to get we said it before, and we were not wrong. We don't always want to be right, y'all. This season, get ready. The mess is about to come, and this is going to get messy.
What do you think?
Like, I think it's going to get messy with Olivia and Ethan, and I bet we're going to start seeing the sides. The only reason I can think of, maybe they made a thing that they're not together, because shit's going to get so bad for Ethan and Olivia. As viewers, we're going to be like, how can they still be together?
Yeah,
like it's the only.
I think you might be right.
And the family's going to get involved, and Ethan's going to start involving his family again to break him and Olivia up. Gross. All right, everybody, that's the show. That's your welcome to Plattsville. Go to realitygaze.com, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. We will see you next week. And until then, Poodle, take us out the Cajun way.
Carnahore.